If you would get your Bibles and stand. This is version 3 of what God gave me last night, and this is what I ended up with, and this is what we're going to stick with. Because I believe in every word God gives purpose. So I ask that you open your spiritual ear and do not make any assumptions that you have arrived. But listen to what God is reminding us of this morning. So if you would go to the Epistle of Romans, if you would go to Romans, to the first chapter of Romans, amen. And we're going to believe God, and we're going to believe that there is purpose in this word this morning. Romans chapter 1, and if you would just ease down to verse 16 and see what God has for us. Romans chapter 1. Verse 16, and this is a great time to turn off your cell phones and put them on mute or silence, whatever you need to do. But this is a time to not pay attention to your phone, but to listen what thus says the Lord to our church. In my Bible, it reads this way, Romans 1, 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. Without looking at anyone, say to yourself and point to yourself, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. Please have your seats. Please take your seats. I believe this is a personal message God has for each of us. This is not the time to tell anybody anything. So don't look to your right or to your left. This is really about your journey with God this morning. God wants each one of us to look within. And for each one of us to believe in the power of this gospel. And our message this morning for Abundant Life that God gave me so late last night after I had written two others. Entitled very simply is, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. And I have said often, and I've heard other people say that, many members do not remember the details of sermons, but they will remember titles. So I ask that you try to remember these words as you journey through life as a believer. I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. Let the believers say amen.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, I need you now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe each one of us have done things, said some things, thought some things, experienced some things that we are ashamed of. Things that we are simply, we do not want people to know about, and especially our church family. Things that make us say, what was I thinking? Why in the world did I do that? Why did I say that? Where did those thoughts come from? I know somebody hear me this morning. Why did that happen to me? Am I right about it this morning? So we're going to take a journey through this epistle. And I believe God would have us walk out of here acknowledging that we are not ashamed of our journey. Too often as believers, we find ourselves acting as though we are ashamed of our belief and our faith in God. We want to fit in with the crowd. We want to be with the cool people or the fresh people or whatever the new term is. You've heard the phrase, when in Rome, let us do like the Romans. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. See, I know I'm talking to someone this morning. But this reminds me of an old song, and it's real old because it goes back to 1965. It says, I'm in with the in crowd. I go where the in crowd goes. I'm in with the in crowd. I know what the in crowd knows. Too often we want to be accepted and fit into various cliques. I know I'm right about that. And often our young people have this peer pressure. They feel uncomfortable talking about church, and some older people too. Telling people, yeah, I sing on the choir on Sunday mornings. I read scripture, and I may even be the worship leader. Uncomfortable about talking about Jesus. Talking about salvation, sin, and what the Lord has done for you. Just uncomfortable because you want to be liked by people. And I truly believe there's times when this may apply to all of us. Saved, whole, delivered. But you begin to feel that this group won't embrace your faith. So we will talk about not being ashamed of Christ and the gospel. There's two points I want you to hold on to this day. We will not be ashamed of our past. And we will not be ashamed of this gospel of Jesus Christ. This gospel, the good news that Apostle Paul is writing about, is truly power when you believe it. It's truly the power of God. It can move us from a place of brokenness to wholeness, to an abundant life. Help me, Holy Spirit, to all who believe. See, the key to this gospel, if you must believe it. So we don't have to walk around in shame. Because the Bible tells us that we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. See, we can conquer some things if we believe this word. If we believe that there's power in it. And once you believe the word, it is your charge to keep it. This is the word God has given for the church this morning. On one of the Christian TV channels, I saw Pastor Marvin Winans give a powerful testimony. He talked about growing up in a Christian family with all the restrictions given to the Winan children. And he went on to explain that, and then he shifted to begin to talk about his own spiritual journey. He said that he was saved at age 11. And the Holy Spirit asked him, are you willing to give up your friends if you want to be saved? And at that very young age, I thought this was relevant for a lot of us and even our children. Amen. At that very young age, he said yes to the Lord. And at 12, as he would go to school, Zoe, his classmates would call him Grandpa because he acted different than the rest of the children. He dared to be different at a very young age. He said one day in the school cafeteria, he bowed his head to pray over his lunch, just like he would do at home. And when he finished praying, y'all, he said all the children around him in his cafeteria began to laugh at him. They said, look at Grandpa praying over his food. So at a very young age of 12, he had to make a decision. Was he going to be ashamed of this gospel of Christ? Or was he going to stand firm on this word? Was he going to make a decision that he wanted to please his peers, or was he going to please God? Age 12, you are. So he said he began to ponder. I told God yes, but what will I do? They're all laughing at me. So he said he looked up at them and said, what? Don't you pray over the food that comes out of a fat kitchen? You're telling me you eat that stuff without praying? Well, he said, you are taking a big chance on your life. And he began to laugh at them. So he made it a commitment that he was not going to be ashamed of this gospel, that he was going to turn this situation around to glorify his God. So he said from that point on, each day, a different student would volunteer to pray over the lunch table. See, I'm just telling you what the power of the Spirit of God will do when you decide you're going to stand firm. He said by the end of the school year, all the students were praying over their food. He dared to be different when it wasn't popular, you all. I don't know who God is talking to this morning, because see, this little boy was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because he understood that it was the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. And in his heart, as a child, he believed all the students in his school needed Jesus, and he was going to stand firm on the word. Let somebody say amen. Amen. Come on, a child, you all, amen. Standing on the word. So I just say, what a powerful testimony. And as adults, are we willing to stand when all others walk away? Will we stand for Jesus when it's not popular? When everybody else is going to the club and turning it up? Will you stand for Jesus? See, we talk a good game in church, but are you ashamed of this gospel of Jesus Christ when you walk outside of these walls? See, I don't know why God gave me this message, but God is saying to our church, I want you to put your faith into action so you cannot be ashamed of this gospel. It's more than what you say and do on Sunday mornings. It's what you do outside of these walls. Come on, somebody, help me preach this. God is growing us up with a purpose to be different here on earth. But we cannot be ashamed of this gospel when we walk outside. It's good to look holy in the church. But what do you do when you get outside of these walls? See, Paul in this chapter is eager to declare, because he had experienced Jesus, so he was eager to say, I am not ashamed of this gospel of Christ, for I recognize it is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe it. Paul was excited about Jesus, because if you know his story, he met God on the Damascus Road and he was blinded, and then God gave him his sight back. So he decided he was going to follow Jesus. He could see now. So how many people are really spiritually blind in this place, hallelujah, that need Jesus to show up in their lives to help them walk this walk. Come on, I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody's kind of looking at me. But see, Paul was sold out. Any people sold out for Jesus this morning that will say, I am not ashamed of this gospel. See, Paul wrote this. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. So when people laugh at your faith, it's foolishness to them because they're on their way to hell, you all. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have to stay connected to this power. Just watch your life change when you decide, I'm going to follow Jesus and there is no turning back for me. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Many believers in Christ want to keep their faith secret. Have you ever been there? Mm-hmm. Carefully avoiding where they might be identified with Christ. Wherever they are, they don't want people to know. See, have you ever been there? Come on, some people. See, there was a time when I was a secret Christian. They are afraid of being embarrassed. See, we are following a God that we can't see, you all, an unseen God. And we're testifying about his goodness, but you don't want people to know that. Anonymous, secret Christians. Ashamed that people will begin to ridicule you. Like the students were laughing at Pastor whining. You have to be able to turn that thing around for the good if you love the Lord. Mm-hmm. Because truly, you know, you're going to lose some friends. Anybody know about that? See, I've lost so many friends since I've been in ordained ministry. I don't know about you all. Oh, yes, I have. People that I thought would be with me forever and ever and ever more. All of a sudden, they don't understand what I'm talking about and they decided they need to step back. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, no longer am I invited to the house parties. No longer am I invited to some of the birthday parties because they figured Pastor won't understand when we turn it up. Does somebody help me? Because we're talking about the gospel now. One way in church, another way out here. Holy Spirit, help me. See, people don't want to hear this. What they want to hear is God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And that's true. But how are you living, really? Holy Spirit, help me just move on through this thing right now. Hallelujah. So as Christians who are not ashamed of the gospel, be prepared for friends to fall by the wayside. But God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. So you always have a friend. I heard somebody say this. What a friend we have in Jesus. And there is no friend like the lowly Jesus. See, I just figured those people were never my friends anyway. They only are friends when I'm doing what they want me to do and following their worldly ways. See, they were never friends of mine. Holy Spirit, help me talk to someone this morning. I'm trying to take my time and just talk to you all. Because God is asking us to grow up in the Lord. To represent him well when we leave this place. To glorify him with our lives. A few weeks ago, what did he say? We have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. So we must glorify God when we walk outside these walls, church. And this reminds me of a story about King David. We're going to go back a little bit. King David loved the Lord. You all know King David? He was known as a man after God's own heart. Yes, he was. David, despite his mistakes and his sins, had an unchangeable desire for God. And he was faithful to the Lord. And David was not ashamed of the gospel. At that time, he wasn't ashamed of God because he knew the future about Jesus, but he had seen that, you all. But he was not ashamed of God. The Bible tells us that there was this day when he was outside in the street dancing. And he danced, and he danced, and he praised the Lord. And we're told that his wife looked outside and saw the king dancing in the street. Y'all know about that? And she was ashamed. She was embarrassed to see her husband dancing in public. See, David didn't care what people thought about him. He understood he had a God to glorify. So if you have been empowered by this gospel, tell somebody. Don't be selfish and keep it to yourself. The songwriter said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself what the Lord has done for me. So if the gospel has blessed you, tell somebody, people of God. Do you understand this? This songwriter wrote this. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. Come on, people, will help me with this. Don't you be ashamed of this gospel of Christ. Jesus said, but you shall receive power. He wants some witnesses here on earth. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you should be my witnesses. That's what he was. Are you willing to be a witness and take a stand, you all? Are you ashamed of this gospel? Really? Do you talk about this gospel when you leave the church? Church, do not be ashamed of what God has done for you. Tell somebody about the power that transforms lives. Tell somebody, help me, Holy Spirit, that moves you from brokenness to wholeness. Holy Spirit, help me. Tell somebody about the healing power of this word. Tell somebody about how this word comforts and delivers you. Tell somebody that it removes doubt and fears. Tell somebody that this power breaks chains in your life. Do not be ashamed of what Jesus has done for all of us. And he expressed his love publicly to the Lord and David danced. Are you ashamed to praise the Lord in front of your people? Come on, y'all. Somebody talk back to me. See, some of us say no. But do you take that outside of the walls of this church? Are you willing to give him glory and tell somebody about the goodness of our Lord and our Savior? Because that's what God has said. I'm building up disciples. I need abundant life to be bold for me. Like David, we cannot be concerned about people. It's not your relationship with God more important. We cannot be ashamed of even how we praise God in this place. This morning we had runners going around. It's clear that they didn't care what y'all thought, but they were going to glorify God anyhow. Because the Bible says what? Let everything. See, we have to get with this. We're good at the words and saying the words, but will we live it out? See, God is moving us into this year 9 for us to put our faith into action. So God, thank you for the message. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but people of God, remember, your faith is not private. Your faith and your belief is to be shared. Too often believers say, I don't have to tell everybody I'm a Christian. This is my private business. Have you ever heard that? I would challenge them and say, no, it's not. As a disciple for Christ, we are charged to go therefore and make other disciples and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I will be with you always. See, that's your charge. If somebody tell you my faith is private, no, it's not. If you're believing in Jesus Christ, no, it's not. I know somebody else has heard that. What I do with my God is my business. No, it's not. Okay, God, this is a message. He switched on me, y'all. Hallelujah. Because God is growing us up in this word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Tell somebody. Hallelujah. I've heard it said, I do not want anyone to know that I'm a Christian because Christians have a reputation of being hypocrites and setting poor examples. Church, it's true that some Christians have not been faithful to the Christian message. Nevertheless, God is still God. God has not changed, you all. His message has not changed. He's still sovereign. He's still making a way for his people. He's still the way maker. He's still the miracle worker. He's still the promise keeper. He's still the light in darkness. He's still God, you all. So we cannot judge our God by how people behave. So therefore, people of God, we have to make a decision. Help me, Holy Spirit. I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of this gospel. So when the superficial reasons for being ashamed begin to come up, remember all these reasons are coming from the adversary. From misunderstanding or forgetting the eternal and awesome nature of God's message. See, the message is God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God is saying to our church, and I'm going to try to close this out. Abundant life. I've kept you for 8 years. I've taught you for 8 years. Now is your time to put your faith into action. Do not be ashamed of this gospel that heals, this gospel that delivers. He said, be doers of this word and not just hearers only. So when we're doers, see, power comes. Power comes to overcome our pain and our shame and the shame of our past. Help me, Holy Spirit. If we have this power, we're able to stand firm on this word of God and live out this abundant life, trusting and believing in him. When we get this power, God help me, things begin to change when we have financial challenges. This power heals when you have illness. This power delivers us from addiction. This power delivers us from depression. This power delivers us from unforgiveness. This power delivers us, you all. The word tells us, yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. We can declare with because of this word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We can declare that, call it, we have this power, this Holy Ghost power. See, Jesus told you it's not going to be perfect. In this world, you will have trials and tribulations. But he said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I'm Jesus. So you don't have to worry about anything. Don't be ashamed of me. He's saying to someone, I have it all in control. If you handle my business, I'll handle your business. Do not be ashamed of the gospel. I am Jesus. I'm Son of the living God. I'm Alpha. I'm Omega. I'm the one who walked on water. I turned water into wine. I raised Lazarus from the dead. I'm Jesus. I'm the one that fed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. I got you. I'll take care of you. You're the child of King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm your God. I'm your Savior. Do not be ashamed of me. Church, remember if you can, these 2 points. We have nothing to be ashamed of. No matter what has happened in our past and in our lives. Some things happen out of our control, and other things were based on our own choices. Nevertheless, believers, we are not ashamed because of what Jesus did on that cross. Hallelujah. He healed us. He forgave us. He delivered us. He's given us the abundant life. Because of this gospel, help me, Holy Spirit, we're healed. Because of this gospel that we're not ashamed of, we're whole. Because of this gospel, you're forgiven. Because of this gospel, you're restored. Do you understand the power of the gospel? Because of this gospel, we can be reconciled with God with all the stuff. stuff that we've done because of this gospel. Because of this gospel, it tells us we're the righteousness of God. Because of this gospel. Because of this gospel. So I'm going to close with this. I pray you understand the power that God has given us in the gospel. So as we started out, I asked you all to stand and say to yourselves, I am not ashamed. So I asked you to stand now. Do not even look at your neighbor, because this is about you. And say once again, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For I understand that it's the power of God. Unto salvation. And I believe it. Hallelujah. That's all God wants. Give him some praise this morning for the good news, for the power of the gospel. That's all God wants us to say to us. He just wants us to go, therefore, spread this gospel. Do not be ashamed of what Jesus did for you on that cross. If people laugh, what do we say? It's foolishness to them, because they are perishing. So we give God all the glory. All the glory. All the glory. So we thank God for the message this morning. For I am not ashamed. I think there was even a song. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we thank God for the word. Now that you understand that, you can tell your neighbor if you believe it. Don't turn to anybody if you don't believe it. But if you believe it, tell them, I am not ashamed of this gospel. For it is the power. And I'm full of power because of what Jesus has done for me. Amen. I am not ashamed of this gospel. So I thank God because of the gospel. He did take what I used to be and made me who I am today. So God, I'll always worship you. God, I'll always praise you, because you've been so good to me because of this gospel. Because he didn't have to do it, you all. He could have come down from that cross, but he decided to stay. That we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. I am not ashamed. Wherever you go, remember that I am not ashamed. No matter what the crowds are doing, I'm not ashamed. You have to make up your mind, I'm not going to be like them. I'm going to be like the Word of God. Hallelujah. So I believe God is just asking us this morning, will you surrender all to him? Will you? If you're not ashamed of this gospel, you're going to have to surrender some stuff and give up some stuff and some people and some ways. So if they would sing that for us, and if you are willing, I'm going to just open the altar now for those that want to come and pray and say to God, help me glorify you in what I do. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Allow me to represent you in our home. Allow me to represent you on my job, in the grocery store, wherever I go. God, allow me to be used by you, because I am not ashamed of this gospel. So if you need prayer, want prayer, the altar is open at this season. Amen. I am not ashamed of this gospel. Amen. The altar is open if you just want to talk to God. Anything going on in your life that you want him to just fix? This is our journey, Abundant Life. This is our journey.